867, Robert Kump seeks variances from the rear yard setback for a proposed structure, sections 115-34 and 115-183 of the Sussex County zoning code. The property is on the northeast side of Sunburst Path within the Peninsula subdivision. The 911 address is 26961 Sunburst Path in Millsboro. The zoning district is MR. Its map is District 234, Map 30, Parcel 27. The staff will note the board left this case open at their October 2nd meeting for the applicant to submit a new survey.
And we do have that survey record. It's the one, I believe, dated October the 9th, 2003, board members.
Good evening, sir.
I'll swear you in. Can you give your name and address for the record? And make sure you hit the microphone button there.
There you go.
Thank you.
My name is Robert Kump, 2691 Sunburst Path, Millsboro, Delaware, 19966. And my wife?
Hello?
Yes, please.
Laura Kump, 2696 Sunburst Path, Millsboro, Delaware.
Do you both swear or testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth? Thank you. And I will note that we did have testimony at the last hearing. That is already in the record. So I just wanted to make sure that's clear. I know you've submitted this new survey, and I think the purpose tonight was to focus on what we now learned from that survey.
That is correct. Can I ask a question? In the event that this technical question is the principal owner of the contract who's performing the work, can he join us and speak?
He can, and if you'd like to have one in now, we can do that just to get it. Okay. Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record, please?
Frank Tharby, 36795 Old Millbury, Selbyville, Delaware.
And how do you spell your last name?
Tharby.
Thank you. And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Could you tell us about this, sir? Please, sir.
Well, as a result of the last meeting which we had with the board, we went back to McCrone, I did, and he came and updated a survey. And as you could see in the revised or the updated survey, yes, we are over the line, okay? But to discuss.
We're 5 inches.
5 inches
over
in one corner. Inadvertently, and what we're trying to do is fix it, and that's why we're here. We want to discuss how to fix it, what we plan on, because we are going to bring it back behind the line.
Now, okay. I want to be clear. This is not just there's two lines here that are at issue. One is your property line. So the site plan shows that this structure is over your property line onto your neighbors, which I think is common area.
That is correct.
And then the other line that we're interested in from a variance standpoint is the building setback line.
I believe that is correct. That's the 10-foot line to be over.
That's correct.
That's
the building restriction line, correct. Mm-hmm. So when you're saying line, and that you're, I think you need to be clear what line you're talking about when you're in your testimony, if you could do that for us.
Common property from the community, it's community property.
Project was submitted to the community board, the ARC committee, and approved with no objection from neighbors.
I have a question. Has the Architectural Review Committee seen this new survey?
Yes.
And what were their comments on the new survey?
Actually, the chairman of the committee, his name is Eric Blaker. You'll find a letter from him, discusses with the owner of the contractor here. They discussed this and they discussed alternatives how to bring it back. Is that correct?
Yes.
So are they... What does that mean? Does that mean that if you bring it back onto your property that they're going to be supporting it?
Yes.
Is that what that means?
That is correct.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
So what are you thinking of doing? You can come up and talk. Yes, sir.
It's technical.
There were two alternatives to this one, and I want to speak back to, we've been in contact with the HOA president, Eric Blaker, which he knew that it was actually over the property line into the common area. He's been supportive since the beginning. So we plan two alternatives. That is to either 45 the corner of the deck or to remove the structure as it stands now. The roof is up, deck is up, cut 17 inches straight back, and then rebuild from there. One is obviously more costly than the other. He said either one will work. Given these, we're going to be into the setback no matter what. If you look at the property line, it runs at a steep angle to the house. So that's kind of why they're at the variance meeting tonight, is to get a variance to go into the setback but not over the property line.
So the 45 gets you completely onto your property?
Yes, it'll get back onto the property in the corner.
If you cut it off at an angle like that, how close are you going to be to your rear property line?
We figured on that corner, we will take it back approximately 4 feet. So we're about 5 inches over now, so we'll be 3'7" back from the property line.
Okay, so that would require a lesser variance. Okay, I'm assuming that's probably the more expensive option.
No, the more expensive option was to take the entire roof down that's already been built.
Okay.
And then rebuild from there.
Okay, so cutting it off at an angle would require lesser variance and it would also be more affordable.
It would be, yeah.
Okay, all right.
I have estimates from both.
Okay.
Discuss.
So if you try to explain a little bit here, when you're saying you're going to cut it off at an angle, did you mean it's literally going to be a 45-degree angle?
Right. We're going to measure back equidistant on both sides from the corner and then cut it back on a 45-degree angle. So he has one on his house already. If there's a little bump out that is just 15 feet away from, I think, from the porch itself, and that's a 52-inch wall, and we're going to mimic that onto the porch so that everything matches in there.
Match.
Yeah. Okay. So if you cut that 45, basically cut the corner off.
Right.
Would you also be cutting the corner off of the roof too, or just?
No, the roof also.
The roof also. Mm-hmm. Okay. And at the nearest point, it's going to be, I'm sorry, how far did you say?
About 3.5.
3.5 feet off the property line, right, at the nearest point.
Right.
So then you would only need, sorry, my math, 6.5-foot variance for that.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Will that 3.5 feet give you room to maintain your property without going into the common area, cutting grass, shrubbery, everything you need?
Yes, there'd be plenty of room.
As far as the stairs go, I see the 5-foot landing and stairs to that side. They're not going to project into the rear yard variance. Are they? They're going to be out of it?
They will be out of, off of the back property line, the very edge of the stairs, which run parallel with the house. They don't project towards the property line.
Against the wall of the house.
Right. So the very outside edge will be about 6.5 feet off of that angled property line.
Got it. Thank you.
So one of the things that I know the board, we try to do with these when we have an application is kind of pin where this thing is located. Mm-hmm. And part of that also, I know you've said it's a 6.5-foot variance would be needed, and I presume that's at the closest point. But I'm guessing there's, because of the way this angle is, there's probably going to need to be a variance perhaps on the northeast side that would be a lesser variance that's needed, but still a variance.
Right.
Do you have any drawings showing that proposal and how much of a variance would be needed there?
We have drawings of the how the angle is going to be constructed. Since we were given two options, we weren't sure which one. So there's nothing that goes in with a survey of how far off. Well, that we'll have to get with McCrone with to measure it out. We're 11 feet off where the bump out is, and then they kind of extrapolated off of that of how far we would be off.
Ms. Norwood, did staff measure out based on this drawing?
On the survey that's dated 10/9/23, if you look above where the sunroom is showing on this property, you see the detail view?
Mm-hmm.
At 3.27 feet is the opposite corner.
Is the opposite.
That they're talking.
All right, so.
It would be a 6.73-foot variance.
That's interesting, because you're going to be 3.5 feet on the northwest corner when you cut it, right?
Yes, on that particular, where the middle of that angle will be about, three and a half feet off of that.
But then on the other corner.
But then it gets closer with the angle, it does.
Okay, it's going to be, I mean, it's weird, because we're kind of the one angle where there's.
It's close.
Is there a reason you can't cut it on the other side and make it look similar to your bump out on the other end?
Well, on the very north. East side, I believe that is the furthest point away as it stands now from the property line. So it's actually towards the middle of the deck because of the angle of the property line of where it actually gets closer. So if you look at the survey on the north, I hope I have my directions correct here, the northeast side, the stair side, that's actually your furthest point away from the property line as it stands.
Maybe a little tough to visualize without the drawing, at least for me, but okay. And that plan has been shared with the HOA?
It has been.
Yes.
I don't have any questions right now, so thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Is anyone present who would like to speak in favor of this case? Is anyone present who would like to speak in opposition to this case? Anything else from the board? At this time, I'll close the public hearing for case 12867 for Mr. Robert Kump and entertain a motion.
I would say this, but I want to make sure we're kind of clear on what's being voted on. Seems to me that it was, if the option that's presented would be 3.5 feet, and then you said 3.73?
Correct.
Okay, so those would be the two variances that are being sought.
Okay.
So are we clear on the variances we need?
I believe so. It's okay. 6.5 feet from the 10-foot.
Okay.
6.73.
All right. Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve the variances for this latest proposal, as we just heard, for case number 12867 for Robert Kump. The requested variances pending a final written decision based upon the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. Property is unique due to being on a cul-de-sac, forcing the house back. And due to such physical circumstances, there's no possibility the property can be developed in strict conformity. it's necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. The exceptional practical difficulty is not created by the applicant. The variance will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood, and it represents the minimum necessary to afford relief.
Second.
Motion and a second. Dr. Carson.
Voting nay.
Mr. Williamson.
Aye.
Mr. Hastings.
Aye.
Mr. Warfel.
Aye for my reasons.
And I vote nay. So with a vote of 3-2, your case is approved. Case 12867 for Mr. Robert Kump is approved. New business.